From KXEI Community Media, this is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we sit with our friends from the University of Arizona and beyond to discuss what they're working on, their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Xander Nelson. Hey, Xander, tell me about your life. What's going on?
Well, I just graduated, so that's fun. Pretty much the whole semester has been a combination of doing research at the U of A and playing violin.
And you're a high school graduate, correct?
That's correct. I'm actually homeschooled, and that's given me a lot of opportunities to do a few more things, you know?
I'm super curious about Star Lab.
Star Lab is a collaboration between the University of Arizona and the SARCEF, which is Southern Arizona Research, Science, and Engineering Foundation. It provides opportunities for high schoolers, I think 16 and older, to do authentic research with professors from the U of A. That includes everything from working in labs to working in natural environments of different experiments to doing computational stuff online or with profs in person. I've had the opportunity to do each of those things a little bit, and everything is excellent, and everyone is incredibly passionate about what they do. And at the end of the year, you end up with a project that is relatively novel too. And that's amazing because that's high school students forwarding the frontier of science. And I think that that's exactly what we need to be doing. I've been a part of that program for 3 years, and I've done 3 different research projects.
Could you tell us about your most recent project?
Absolutely. So this year, we were studying basically how tomatoes can stay thermotolerant under heat stress. We were identifying different traits of the reproductive system in tomatoes, from the pollen tube lengths to pistil lengths. And it's interesting because we did a computational study afterwards, and we discovered that there is a direct correlation between how short the pollen tubes are and how likely they are to survive. That was very fascinating for us because that could have some serious implications in how we shape the future of our research. That was taken to the international level, and I won 3rd place at the International Science and Engineering Fair in Plant Sciences.
Wow, congratulations again. That's so cool.
Thank you.
Now that you've graduated, what are your plans for the future?
I actually am ending up going to Duke University studying biomedical engineering this fall. It's very exciting. Everything builds on top of everything else, and you know, it's just cool to see this next step coming up. I just want to thank Dr. Wilch and Dr. Anderson, then my mentors, Dr. Palinivlu and Dr. Worman, so much, because this year wouldn't have been possible without them, and I've definitely learned so much.
So what about music?
Music is a huge part of my life. I am a violinist, and so I listen to a good bit of classical music, which is kind of old school, but I like it a lot. And then aside from that, I definitely like to listen to some pop and hip hop and even a little rap sometimes. Besides that, most of my time with music is spent playing violin and trying to find pieces to play.
Yeah, you're so resourceful, and I'm really inspired by you. That's amazing. Thank you for being on Thesis Thursday. It was so cool to meet you.
It was such a pleasure to meet you as well. Thank you for having me.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. The music you're hearing is brought to you by Crow Wander. The name of the track is Your Eyes. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.